How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. I am super excited to have Monique Orb on the podcast today. And this is literally the third time Monique has been on the podcast. You heard her back all the way back in episode 188 as one of the professional organizers that I recommended for virtual organizing. Monique is doing virtual organizing. She is doing coaching. She does in-home organizing in the Valparaiso area, which is near Chicago. She comes to my organizing retreats. She'll be there in September, and she helps with the whole organizing retreat. She does the Sunday Basket Club. And you also heard her in episode 267, where she and I both talked about needing lots and lots of Warrior Mama binders. But today, on the Wednesday podcast, we're just going to talk about Monique's personal organizing journey and going from unorganized to getting organized, which is what we're sharing on all these Wednesday podcasts. So Monique, I have never had anybody on the podcast three times. So welcome back, my three-peater.
Thank you. Do I get a star for that?
Yeah, you get hashtag all the things.
Okay, a gold star. I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. All the gold stars, all the hearts, all the emojis, all the things. When I said I was going to do a certification program all the way back when, Monique was like, okay, I'm in. Do you want to know what's in it?
She
was
no.
So Monique, when did you find Organize 365?
Okay. It goes back to my personal story before I found you, but we have six children and we adopted three children about seven years ago, we adopted them, but about 8 years ago, I kind of started looking into this organizing thing because I just thought, you know, that might be something I could do. But then we doubled our kids from three to six, and the stuff went from, seems like three to 100. So I had to figure out ways to keep a family of eight organized pretty much overnight, literally, because we doubled overnight. And that being said, in the first couple years, it was kind of like keeping my head above water, trying to maneuver this whole new family structure and situation we had. And then I started thinking again about organizing. So at that point, I had already gone on Facebook and kind of looked around to see what was out there. And I joined your Facebook group, and I think there was 300 people in the group at that time. It was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, so that's how I found 7 years ago.
Yeah, so it was a long time. It feels like forever ago. But yeah, that's how I found you, because I had my husband and some friends saying, you know what, you are really good at this. You should do this as a business. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I didn't know it was like a thing back then. So yeah. I started doing what I always do, is lots and lots of research and looking and searching and scouring. And then I just came across your group, and I thought it was really great because it was just women who wanted to do this thing that a lot of women have discovered of organizing, but a way to keep people motivated and accountable and just answer questions, because there wasn't a lot of information out there. So that's kind of how I found you.
Yeah. And you first found me through the Professional Organizers Think Tank Facebook group, not the Organized 65 one.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that one grew faster than the Organized 365 one did in 2012 and 2013.
Right. So yeah, different Facebook group.
So, okay, before we go too far, tell us the ages of those six kids.
Right now?
Yeah.
My children are 18, 19, 20, 22, 22, and 24.
Okay. And, okay, so everybody can subtract by seven to figure out how old they were.
They were 7, 8, 9, 11, 11, and 13 when we adopted and had an instant bigger family. So it was elementary school and middle school.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is There are pluses and minuses to each age. I mean, the plus to grade school and middle school is the minus is nobody is driving, but the plus is they're still kind of insular. Like by the time you get to high school, it's really you're chauffeuring soon to be adults is how I feel about high school. And they have their own independent thoughts, but under 14, like they're still part of the nest. So they were part of the nest and now you've literally almost launched them all or, you know, you can at least created other nests. Let's
see. We're launching. We're right in the middle of launching. Let's see. In a month from now, 4 will be out and 2 will be at home.
Wow.
Two are moving and 2 are going to college, but I just figured that's out because they don't really come back till next May.
Yes, yes. So, and you are married. You have a husband also.
I have been married for 26 years.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's definitely a blessing and work, right?
It is work because it almost didn't. It almost didn't work. And about 11 years ago, our life spiraled crazily out of control. We lost our store. We went bankrupt. There were some personal issues, and I decided I was going to leave my husband because I couldn't live this life anymore. But God had bigger and better plans for us. Because he restored our marriage. We went to crisis marriage counseling in Georgia. He restored our marriage. And then a year later, we adopted 3 children. And we have just worked really hard at making it work. And it's the blessings are worth it, even though sometimes the hopelessness feels unbearable. But I know that there's a plan and a purpose in all of that.
Yeah, I often say that my number one goal in life is to remain married to my husband for my entire life. His parents are divorced. My parents are divorced.
Yep.
And I know that marriage is just not something that you take for granted and is something you have to work out every day. Like it is my number one focus. So just want to mention he was still around.
Yes.
Sometimes we overlook like if there's a dude in the picture or not.
And my husband really doesn't even know what I do. I mean,
yeah, mine
it's kind of funny.
He knows there are slash pockets involved and he knows what a Sunday basket is.
Yeah.
He knows more than that, but he, yeah, he doesn't need to. He just lets me do my thing, and that's good enough for me.
That works for us.
So I often say, well, let me just say for myself, I have always been an organized person. I was organized in 2012 in my mind, but my space was a nightmare. And so I have gone through my own program numerous times, and I know there are many professional organizers that go through the 100-day program or go through the 100-day program numerous times and then become professional organizers. And actually, if you're following me on Instagram or go back in the highlights and see the real-life laundry rooms that I'm organizing, a lot of the laundry rooms I'm going to are actually certified organizers in our program who are professional organizers that can come organize your house. Like, would you agree with me, Monique? We do not have to have our house Pinterest perfect in order to organize somebody else's, right?
Absolutely not. I do not market myself as Pinterest perfect. I basically tell potential clients and people, I don't really care about the Pinterest looking stuff. That comes later. Making things work and making things function is most important. And you can pretty it up later, knock yourself out. But we want to make it work and take the overwhelm away.
Yeah. So 6-7 years ago, when you started your professional organization business and you added all these kids to the mix, you were not organized, correct? Like you were mentally organized, but physically it was not showing in your house.
Yes, I was mentally organized. I was kind of more of a type A person, so I had things in places, but there was just so many things. And then we had to figure out where to add all of these things to. So that really pushed me to be creative.
Okay, so when did you adopt the kids? What time of year?
We got off an airplane August 2nd from Ukraine. And 3 weeks later, I drove my van up to the private Christian elementary school and threw them all out and drove away and did the happy dance because I was alone for the first time in days and days and days.
And did you just come home and just start cleaning like crazy?
I did. I did. Yeah. And then I picked up, I don't even remember, probably just dishes because these are racing out the door to school. And I remember picking them up the very first day, you know, all 6 of my kids driving up and 3 of them were like, woohoo, you know, they're telling me all about it. And the other 3 just got in the car because remember, I couldn't speak to them because they didn't speak English.
Yeah.
And they walked out with their backpacks and their lunch boxes and just gave me big smiles and big nods of the head that they had good days. So that was the beginning.
Yeah, you have got to go back to episode 267 where we really dive into Monique's story about her kids and the Warrior Mama binders and things like that. So we'll have you rabbit trail over there if you want to hear more about her fantastic family. All right, so you started to get organized at home. What was it that, and this is a little bit different than the interviews that I've been doing with other people because you are a very established professional organizer. You've been a professional organizer for over 5 years. So what was it that gave you the permission and the time and the space to start organizing other people's houses?
The permission was I needed to keep the lights on. Yes. Actually, we're very, very, very short on money. What could I do that I was good at, that I had skills at, that I could still pick my kids up after school? That was mm-hmm. really important at that point. My husband and it was, you know, God does this thing where in a period of, you know, a couple months, I'm bombarded, but I wasn't looking for it. So he spoke to me from different people, from my husband saying, you know, you should start an organizing business. You should start an organizing business. I was like, all right, it's time. Mm-hmm. Because I knew I could do it. I didn't know anything about how to create a business. I didn't know how to make a website. I didn't know anything about anything. So I just thought, you know what? We've got the internet. And I just started to figure it out. And I love it. Love it, love it.
And what have you found in organizing yourself and in organizing others? What have you noticed in your clients? What happens when they start to get organized?
Visually, not just are we taking stuff out of the house, but I can see when I'm working with them in home, their face gets lights up. Mm-hmm. They become less stressed and nervous or anxious or frustrated. It's really fun to see a transformation in just a few hours in one day on what someone coming in, linking arms with them and saying, okay, we're going to do this together. I'm going to help you. Yep. I'm going to be your cheerleader. Yep. I'm going to encourage you. And so I cheerlead, I encourage, I ask questions. I want to know, what do you want? What do you want your space to be? What is it that you don't have? And just getting feedback from them and being the encouragement. I find that women just, they want someone to help them answer the question, do I keep this dress or not? I mean, it sounds silly on one level, but it's not. Sometimes we just lack the self-confidence of making that decision. And a lot of it boils back to money mindset, because if we're taking things out of the house that we have paid for and we're not getting anything back from that, what is the trade-off? And so the trade-off is relief, and excitement. A lot of women are like, oh my gosh, now this room is organized. I can now do what I've wanted to do with it.
You know? Yeah. And you know, so often when we want to get our house organized, we look around at what we have that is a mess. And then we look at Pinterest, or we look at a magazine, or we look at a TV show. And then we say we're going to get organized. And then when we're done, it doesn't look that way because we didn't go to the store and we didn't redo the entire room. And so what you're saying is exactly what the people in the 100-day program tell me all the time that they have more of and how they feel. But I'm in the process of trying to figure out, how do we quantify that? Because you know, when you walk in a space in your house that is functionally reality-based organized, you feel lighter, less anxious, that you have so much more freedom, but it's not visible in pictures, sometimes even to your family members or to other people, but you do. You feel so much lighter and more empowered because it's the way you want it. Like, the room is the way you want it, and it's all working.
I would say when that happens, women will be less maybe crabby or jumpy on their family members because, okay,
I we should just target the whole 100-day program. You want your wife to be less of a, then you should let her have 100-day program.
Because, okay, you know, okay, tell me if I'm right here. Okay, everybody out who's listening to this, I want you to raise your hand.
Yes.
When you can't find something, so the mom is trying to walk out the door, or the woman, you know, you don't have to be a mom, and you can't find something.
Yes.
And you start to get frantic and anxious, and you're looking for that thing. And the yes. kids have been fine. There's been nothing. All of a sudden, you're jumping all over these children who are going, what just happened to my mother? She's now on a broom, and she wasn't in 5 minutes ago. So I think that one of the biggest things that it eliminates family conflict.
Yes.
And the mom gets upset and it spirals out of control. Then the kids are upset and then we've got tears and everything spirals out of control. So one of the biggest ways that I see as a benefit is family dynamics change. And when family dynamics change, you can't put a price tag on that. You know, relationships get better. You're not looking for things. So you're not spending more money. So the husband's not upset with the wife for spending more money, or you're not yelling at your kids or your husband because you can't find things. Those things are very valuable in moving that family forward.
Yes, totally.
I think that's huge.
Yeah, you just feel like you have your stuff together and you know where stuff is, so that you give yourself more grace and then you give your family more grace as well.
Right.
And when you're not giving yourself any, then you don't give them any either.
And, you know, I like to say life is easier organized. I mean, that's it. Life is easier organized. If it's organized, you can find what you need. You can do what you need. And when something comes in and is a surprise event that's happening in your life, you don't get so derailed.
Yeah.
You can just keep moving.
So I know along the way in the last, 6 years that you and I have been in a relationship, both as like when I've been helping you with your professional organization business and you've been helping me with Organize 365 and in coaching relationships and stuff, we've talked a lot about how you've used your time, and the kids were 7 to 14 when we started, and now they're what?
18 to 24.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, the dynamic's a little different.
Yes.
But how is your time spent now, both as a mother of older kids, but then also just your day-to-day time of being more organized and running your business?
Well, I now get the time to do what I love to do. Since I'm not chasing or running around people as much. I mean, I still do a little bit of that, but it's not like it used to be. I have the time to invest in what I love so I can empower other people and help them. But I asked my husband, it was funny, a couple weeks ago, I said, what do you think? Do you think that we're really organized? It was kind of one of those, I wanted to see what he said, but also give myself a pat on the back for working really hard.
Yeah, what he said.
He's like, we are, this place is really organized. You have done such a great job. And so that was just as a husband and wife, I think it's just good that your spouse knows and values what you do. But I don't spend my whole weekend organizing my house or cleaning my house anymore. We are actually able to go do things together because I've created the systems that allow us the time and the space to go do other things, where for a long time it was just survival. And I feel like I'm not choking anymore. I'm actually living what I want to live and not surviving. And I think that's a huge difference in getting organized. So we went from surviving to living and enjoying other people and events and things to do because we're not always trying to clean up behind ourselves.
Yeah. And if you do have children, and they are not driving yet. So anything under the age of driving yet.
Right.
Go take a nap.
16.
We give you all the blessings.
You're exhausted. Yes.
Starbucks and say, Lisa and Monique told me to get a Starbucks by myself.
And I probably should have done more of that.
Yeah.
Just for sanity. And I didn't. I was just surviving.
Yeah. So it is hard to get to the point where you actually have a lot of time if you have children and they are still at home with you and they are not driving, no matter how organized you are. But the more organized you are as you become a new mother, as you turn 40, as your kids enter a new phase of life, if you keep going through and reorganizing your house as you hit each of these milestones, then that season will go easier. You will have more time in that season. You won't have unlimited time, but you will have more time than if you did not take the time to get organized as you go through each major family season.
Right. I just turned 50 this spring. So I'm looking really forward to the 50s. I'm super excited about them, actually. But when I turned 40, I had all of these kids and trying to survive. I also had this mind shift in my head. Like, I really didn't care what anybody else thought about me anymore. Like, my job is to survive with my family. And I think under 40, women who are under 40 are, unfortunately, we've all kind of been in that boat where we're worried about what does the other mom think? Because when you're in elementary school, you are around parents and you're in that school so much, whether you're volunteering or going on field trips or all of those things. As they get older, I don't really care what anybody thinks about how we're trying to raise our family. We were just trying to do the best we could. And I was less concerned about that and more concerned about my family and my space and getting that working. And so I think, you know, women who get to their 40s and realize that, I think have a really great opportunity to shift their families.
Yeah. And I noticed a lot of my cousins are having kids later in life, just not out of choice, just out of how it just kind of happened. And the ones that are in their 40s, they're literally having their babies, are a lot more chill than the ones that are in their 20s and 30s, just because you're like, you know what? That's great. I've waited my entire life for this kid and I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And you know, if you're in your 20s and 30s, you're like, I don't know. You know, are they doing it right? Is this right? How many of this thing should I have? You know, like they're trying to check off all of these boxes. And I did it too. Like I had checklists for my kids. And I just go over to my cousins all the time. I'm like, you're amazing. They're amazing. It's perfect. Like, let's go get a McDonald's French fries or something. Let's go do something fun. Let's jump on a trampoline. Like, because you do, you just have a different perspective after you're a little bit older. It's, I don't even think it's the maturity in parenting. I think it's the maturity in age.
In us. Mm-hmm. And we're now willing to invest in ourselves. All the investment, all the time and energy is into children when they're younger, or in your job, if you're working full time as a career, you know, in your career. But I believe that when you get older and you start to invest in yourself to make your life better, that is when the light bulb turns on and you look around and go, okay, I'm going to make me better. I'm going to make my house better. I'm going to start doing the things that I was created to do. And when we own that, we make progress and we can transform.
And conversely too, like if you do wait until your 30s or 40s to have your kids, by choice or not by choice, doesn't matter. I notice that those parents are the same way. Like they've invested in themselves in their 20s and 30s. Right. So when they do have their kids in their late 30s and 40s, they go all in on those kids. Like, it's like you go all in on whatever. And if you've been going all in on your kids in your 20s and 30s, then in your 40s and 50s, you're like, hello, I'm still here. I need more than just oxygen. I actually need makeup and some clothes, and I would like to have a passion project or two. Like, I would like to do something other than laundry. And so the converse is true. I think it's just a matter of when you do that. And then if you don't have children, I do think that, again, when you're in your 40s or 50s, you're like, okay, what is it that I'm going to pour into that is going to be a benefit to society and future generations, even if that is not a, you know, a biological child that you have? You're ready to give back in a different way and make some kind of a lasting, meaningful change. All right. So you've kind of touched on these things, but I'll ask the last couple questions. What do you have more of now?
Time and money.
Yay. Time and money.
I'm not buying stuff I don't need. I'm only buying what I need. I've got the time. And I think that relationships are even better because I have the time to invest in relationships with my family and even with friends or start new relationships and try new things just because I have the ability and the headspace and the bandwidth to do it because I am not running around like a chicken with my head cut off because my house is a hot mess.
Yeah. And what
and
do you
me,
have?
It was a hot mess.
Yeah. We don't need pictures. What do you have less of?
I have less stress with my family, less maybe arguing, less feeling not good enough, more confidence,
less
you know,
guilt.
So all of that has the internal heart transformation and mind transformation that comes out of taking one room and one space at a time and the next and the next and the next. When you have gained the control over your space and your time, you have the ability to invest in other things. It's just a huge change.
And what do you wish you knew sooner?
Oh, that I did this like 20 years ago.
You had your children 20 years ago?
No, that I start with. I wished I knew sooner to take risks, to try new things, and to not be afraid if someone says no or doesn't like what I'm doing. Like, that's okay. There's a billion people on this planet. I don't have to serve a billion people. I just need to serve the women who are ready. You know,
and
so
really like 2 to 4 clients a month to have a really good professional organization business.
Yeah.
You don't need 3,000 people. You need a couple.
Right. And so just, I wish I would have understood more how not being afraid of myself mm-hmm. would impact me and what I can do. So I'm over it. So I'm just going forward. And my next step is I'm doing in-home organizing, and that works for the local people. But I have started online coaching mm-hmm. and I absolutely love the transformation that I'm seeing with the clients that I have between South Carolina and California. It's awesome because I can work with people from all over. And, you know, a couple clients just came back to me yesterday, 2 of them, and said, okay, I want another 3 months with you. And I'm like, yes, this is good, because the transformation that they're making in their personal lives is causing them to, one of them has a business. And so her business is, you know, doubling in income because we've, you know, worked on her weekly productivity and her calendar. And it's just amazing to see how things are growing for her. So if I can just give people the tips, the tricks, the ideas for them to move forward, it's super exciting. But we all cannot solve our own problems. So that's why we need other people, you know? So that's why.
Monique, what is your website if people are like, I would like to find out more about this?
Oh, organizingyourchaos.com.
Yeah, perfect.
So that's my business, Organizing Your Chaos. Facebook page and a website. So that's my information.
And what advice would you give someone just starting on their organizing journey that's going to do it on their own? Like, what advice would you give them?
Ask questions. Connect with 1 or 2 organizers that you know, stalk them on, figure out who has what you like and who is going in the direction or the niche that you're interested in.
Yeah.
And connect with some women who are doing what you want to do, who are ahead of you, because I am totally happy to answer questions for other people. You know, just having someone, there's always going to be someone in front of us and someone behind us. And as if we as women can link arms with both of those things,
yes,
that will grow us, and then we can invest into other people. So if someone's wanting to start, look for someone who's doing what you want to do and just figure out how to do it and reach out. Just reach out and ask.
Yeah. Monique, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. You're very, very welcome.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh, I could talk to you guys forever. And I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.